putting put as we've all known it all our lives, you know, has changed, you know, before our eyes in the matter of a few days. I suppose the project is 12 years in the making. At times you were thinking, was it ever going to go ahead? But, you know, I think it's good to see that it's moved forward, you know, the benefits and the possibilities that this will bring for Burton Port and moving Burton Port into the 21st century. I think it's an exciting time for the not alone the people of Burton Port, but also the people of Arranmore as well.
Yeah, because the second phase then will deliver a new ferry terminal, which will, of course, facilitate Arranmore Island as well as much as Burton Port.
Yeah, and not alone that, there's an enterprise section to it as well, you know, for small businesses to start up. We also are looking at developing the harbour for the fishery, the local fishery and the local fishermen down there. And that's another phase that we've applied to the department for $1.5 million. So we'll be hopeful to see all of this happen in the next, you know, as we see the dramatic end of it at this stage, but it's also it's essential that we keep going forward with the rising costs and everything that we see this project to fruition. And as I say, you know, we have to take into consideration there is people working on a daily basis in Burton Port, and there are people using the harbour, commuting to work on Arranmore Island. So what we're trying to do here is, you know, as I say, I've always said, it's not the silver spoon. There's going to be an awful lot of hard work to be done along with this, but it is, I suppose, a phase of moving forward. And as I say, there's a massive amount of money going to be invested in Burton Port and, you know, a good future, hopefully, for the people of both Burton Port and Arranmore.
And it is somewhat bittersweet for people, local people in the area, to see these buildings that were such a busy part of Burton Port to be toppled. But ultimately, it is for the greater good.
Yeah, and Catherine, I suppose the way I look at that is, you know, those buildings that are there, how many families would not be in the Rosses or in Burton Port because, you know, of the employment that those buildings created. Of all those people that went to work there and raised their families out of, you know, the whole industry down there. And I suppose an awful lot of hard, diligent work. I suppose that was the way I felt last week, you know, we all know that we have to move forward. You know, the thought of all of those people that went in there, worked hard, raised their families, kept families at home, kept work going. And I suppose that's what you would say it was bittersweet. Because all of that, you know, what it meant, the whole fishing industry meant to West Donegal and all the families that are here because of it wouldn't be here today only for those buildings.